When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back right here, Sports Grid Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you. It is a Thursday night. Appreciate Tom Vecchio, Joe Maddon stopping by, helping us get set for a lot of the NHL slate, some of the NBA with Tom as well. 7 o'clock in the NBA, Detroit, Brooklyn, Indiana, Minnesota, the big news of the day in the NBA. Karl Anthony Towns, torn meniscus. No set timetable at the moment for when he will be back, but that certainly is a blow to the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll see how they handle it tonight. I was tempted by, and I want to get you guys the most updated number on it, at Anthony Edwards over points plus assist prop. His points prop, though, got on the move, and understandably so. 35.5 is that number. On the year, Ant has played two games without Cat. 34 points, 10 assists, 34 points, 5 assists. So obviously threw that number on both occasions here. Playing a team like Indiana, it is not a bad look, but I'm not going to run to the window yet. I'm not sure. Look, Anthony Edwards was a really good player, but consistently 30 a night, because that's what he's going to have to be for the remaining 15, 20 games that this team has, which is a lot of basketball for Anthony Edwards. I'm going to pull back here. I want to see how things play out. We'll find our advantages eventually with this Minnesota team. I do have action on the game between Detroit and Brooklyn, which is going to be getting underway in less than 10 minutes with Cade Cunningham's 11.5 rebounds plus assists. Cade averaging nearly 13 already at home on the year. In his last 12 home games, 11-1 over this prop. 15-6 in 21 home games played. So let's get Cade Cunningham over this number. You want a little sneaky plus money? I saw, I think, plus 300 on a double-double. He has double-digit assists in all two home wins that he has played in so far this season. Radio audiences here, appreciate everybody with us on a Thursday night across the network, SiriusXM, Channel 159, watching, listening to Game Time Decisions right here on Sports Grid. Let me, though, bring in Davis Maddock. He's done a great job all season long with the same game parlays, and I know he's always lining up the association. Let's see what Davis Maddock has, SGP style.
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, a potential finals preview in the NBA tonight. That is where we are turning our attention. The Boston Celtics at Denver Nuggets. We're going to begin by taking the Denver Nuggets money line on the over on 221.5. The Nuggets beat the Celtics in their prior matchup. The Nuggets are the best team in the NBA until proven otherwise, and I anticipate them taking this game incredibly seriously. Also, don't love the defensive matchup with Al Horford and Kristaps Porzingis on Nikola Jokic. We are going to tack on Nikola Jokic to score 25 or more points in this game. Very hard for me to see this game going over or the Nuggets winning if Jokic is not able to put the biscuit in the basket. And then the secret key to the Denver Nuggets winning this game is going to be Aaron Gordon playing a backup center instead of Zeke Nagy or DeAndre Jordan, as the Nuggets do when they get very serious about any given game. So we are going to take Aaron Gordon to record six or more rebounds in this game. This four-leg same-game parlay is going to give us plus 691 odds. Nuggets money line over 221, Nikola Jokic to score 25 or more points, and Aaron Gordon to record six or more rebounds. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, appreciate Davis there. Going with Denver in the big game tonight between the Nuggets and the Celtics. We'll get coach's thoughts on that in a bit. Just want to let people know we've got a lot more of the tournament action getting underway, some of the Patriot League as well as the Horizon League. The Colgate performances will be interesting to follow. Booked as a better than minus 200 favorite to win the conference tournament. The Patriot League is certainly going to be one bid. Colgate is a team I am sure you are aware of. Not this year, but you've heard of Colgate. They've been in plenty of tournaments. I think they've won this tournament specifically 4 or 5 years in a row. This is a down year for this Colgate team, though. They don't feel anywhere near as dangerous as prior iterations, so it will be interesting if they get in what we could see from them numbers-wise. Sunbelt action right now. Texas State's up 11. I believe they were a slight dog in that game over Southern Miss. We've got Lehigh Lafayette starting. Lehigh, the lower seed, favored in that game. Navy, Boston University. Boston is actually the 2 seed in that tournament. Then Bucknell American. We're on that Bucknell team plus the 5.5. We've got then some of the other Horizon games as well. Youngstown State, Cleveland State, Oakland, Purdue, Fort Wayne. We are following along. I've got it in front of me here. With Pepperdine and Pacific. Right now, Pepperdine has 78 points with 9:32 left, which means we need, 17 points, which is a pace they've certainly kept. I will say this, Pacific is running a press down 50. I'm fine with that. Keep playing. If you're Pepperdine, though, just rip that to shreds. Obviously, that's not a dangerous press you're playing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be up 50. So if here's the thing, and it college basketball, certainly all sports, people talk about respect. You never want to run it up, right? But Pacific is well within their right to run press for the remaining 9 minutes of this game and try and make this look half. I mean, it's not going to look respectable in any capacity, but I don't know, lose by less than 40. And you'll be happy about that. In the same way, though, then, if they're going to try Pepperdine, right, or Pacific, then Pepperdine should do the same. Also, count your pennies. I mean, come on, we're at the free throw line. Let's knock down a couple. I believe Coach James Young is in the mix. And Jay Watt, listen, I know you're a busy man, so I don't know if you were sat down in front of the television during the West Coast Conference tournament starting, but at half, 56-9 was the score between folks. You can't see him off camera. The face was great. The face is still there. JY, I got to ask you this, and I don't want to embarrass any team you've coached, but have you ever been down almost 50 at the break?
Yes. Yes.
What's that halftime speech like?
Shout out to my man John Brown at Neptune High School. K-Dub?
Oh, no.
I was down. I'm not gonna lie. John Brown, my team wasn't good. He had 3 Big East players. 2 of them went to Rutgers, 1 went to Pitt. We were down 50-4 at the break.
Ah,
I told my kids, if they open up in a press, here's my press breaker. If they open up in a press, you take the ball and you give it to them. And just give them the ball. See if they want to score 100, 200, 300. Thank God for John Brown. He did not call the press off. But John, you're my man. I love you. We've been friends for a long time. 50-35. JY got you from that 70-point beatdown in the state playoffs.
JY got his lick back. Quickly, Coach, just because it's going to start by the time we come back, JY's going to be here for a little bit. You like Detroit tonight?
I love the Pistons. Nets are a hot mess. Plus 2.5 Pistons. Actually, steal it at home.
There you go. Little Pistons love for the people. We got a lot more NBA to break down with JY. As I mentioned, the impact of the Towns injury, that other game that is going to be starting in this 7-10 window here is Pacers Timberwolves. It's a big one. You're in the right spot. It's Game Time Decisions. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live with you right here on SportsGrid. Kevin Walsh, Coach James Young is in the mix. Love to have him here. But also, Pepperdine Pacific, we're just watching. Need nine more with 6:45 left. We like that.
Oh, nine more?
We like that. We're going to follow it along. Need nine more from Pepperdine. JY?
Uh-oh.
I love you. Please. I watched UConn last night. UConn last night, 8 minutes left. I needed nine more from UConn. I got two more. I got two more from the Huskies. So, hey, JY, ask me if I think UConn's the best team in the country. Go ahead, ask me. Ask me.
Who's the best team in the country, K-Dub? Say it.
UConn. No, it's UConn. But they really upset me last night. All right, let's make it happen here, JY. Let's make it happen here. College-wise, look, I know the board's a little all over the place because so many people are dialed in to the lower conferences right now with the tournament starting. Only two ranked games in action. What are you doing with tonight's college slate, JY?
Oh, K-Dub, it's a Jersey delight. Let's start off with,
right,
let's go to this one. No, pull it back up, guys. I'll go with the late game first. Let's go Washington State, -6.5 at home versus Washington. Listen, this is a Washington State team I think could make a run to the Final Four. Very underrated. Kyle Smith should be someone you should be talked about as getting a big-time job, Kyle. And if you look at the trends, I know they have not, Washington, not covered in one of the last five games. You look at a team like Washington State, just had a big win by 12 over UCLA as a 6.5-point favorite. This team is trending, Kevin. They could win the Pac-12 tournament. Remember, folks, they beat Arizona twice. Give me the Washington State Cougars, -6.5.
Jay, well, let's stick with the Pac-12 here. This is a really big game. You know, it's funny, right? Like, Washington State, Washington is a big game for the Pac-12 regular season, Pac-12 tournament seeding, but Washington has no chance to get in. And the Cougars are already in. Oregon, Colorado? Buffs are trying to get in. Ducks are, I mean, probably done, but you never know, right? What do you see here in this other Pac-12 matchup you're on?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Colorado because I think, Kevin, you made the point. Like, they have a lot to play for. You know, this is a chance for a team that could get into the NCAA tournament. This is someone that would have had Jeff Goodman on earlier this year. My Betting Above the Rim podcast. Remember, it downloads every Tuesday and Thursday to all of your social media devices. Anyway, I thought that this team was going to be a sleeper to make a Final Four run, or at least Goodman did, and they've been really bad, Kevin. They've been 3-7 against the spread their last 10 games. Oregon, not much better. They're 2-8. So I'm going to think the better team who's got more to play for. Give me the Buffs plus the points on the road.
I love the plug. I love the plug. No, it worked for me. It worked for me big time. I know this game already started, but a little Big Ten battle here with Wisconsin and Rutgers, JY. What did you like here?
Are you Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. I love them tonight. I know, folks, they can't score, but folks, have y'all watched Wisconsin late? I mean, it's only one, 8-1 against the spread the last 10 games, and they lose to everybody and get crushed by everybody. This is a team, Wisconsin, Kevin, that went from probably like a 2-line to maybe out of the tournament in 6 weeks, which is completely wild. So I thought for this game, a team like Rutgers would defend, will keep the game close. I think Rutgers plus 9.5, too many points. Give me the Rutgers Scarlet Knights plus 9.5. Kevin, I think they're up 12-8 early in this game.
All right. They are up. Okay. I'm happy for you. Hold on. Wisconsin's not out of the tournament. Okay. Right now, most recent bracket matrix, they're in every bracket. Okay. Did he freeze?
he freeze? I thought you were frozen. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I'm not mad at that, JY. I'm not mad at that. I am mad at you saying Wisconsin, okay, might not make the tournament, though. Right now projected on the sixth line. Leave the Badgers alone, all right? We got preseason futures. We're rooting on the Badgers. Pepperdine update. Pepperdine update. Everybody wants it. 91 points, 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. How do you feel about that, JY? We need four points.
Hey, listen, if you're a walk-on, screw the offense. Just slug it. Shoot the ball. Throw it
just
the
keep going.
Couple of
fire away.
Hey, right, fire away. Fire away. Go ahead, Pepperdine. It's your bad self.
I mean, look, these are I got it. Look, these are D1 players, but you could see why they're on the bench. I'm going to just be honest, okay? We'll be honest, all right? That's all I'm saying, okay? And I won't say much more than that. I got a quick question for you, JY, since we're talking the college game here. There was a little movement on Tennessee in the market. National title odds, Final Four odds. And that's because a lot of these brackets are projecting Tennessee to get that fourth one seed. It feels pretty obvious, right? Purdue, Connecticut, and Houston will be taking down three of the four one seeds, right? And you actually can't find a bracket right now that does not have those three on the one line. There's not a single one, at least within reason, okay? You bracket matrix tracks 113 different bracketologists. Tennessee, if they get the one line, there is a gap between, you know, 7-1 and it's Purdue and Houston. It's now 10-1 on the Vols. Do you feel Tennessee is closer to those top three teams, or are they a tier below, which would be fine, but where do you view Tennessee?
I think they're at a tier below. And I'll be honest with you, Kevin. I think UConn is the best team in the country. I think it's then it's Houston. Then I put Purdue, and then there's a drop-off. And here's the thing. Out of all these teams, Tennessee, 10-1. Arizona, 12-1. Carolina, 23-1, along with Duke. Creighton, 25-1, and along with Marquette. I'll tell you something. Auburn, Iowa State, 25-1. Intriguing. And Creighton, 25-1. And Kevin, I can't sleep on Kansas at 30-1. I know Kevin and I have talked about it. McCullough was out. He was back. They haven't played right. But, Kevin, you know with that coach who's won in the past, with senior leadership, with a Bagan Dickinson, with a Gordon Harris, with McCullough, they still, to me, at 30-1, I'm waiting because I don't think Kansas has played anywhere near their best ball. Kevin, if they get hot for 3 weeks, Kansas could beat every team on this board, every last one of them. And I really believe that at 30-1, they need to be considered to be a play, especially, Kevin, if you get an option for them to cash out, just let them get to the Sweet 16 or Elite 8. Cash out. You're guaranteed to make yourself some money.
So I will say, Joanne, again, it's a lot of good breakdowns there. I'm very interested in, at this point, though, I am going to wait for the bracket to drop because that's just, I've talked, this is the example I'm going to continue to use, even though it may not play out exactly this way. But I very recently saw a bracket where the 8-9 game in a region was Gonzaga against Michigan State. That is tough. Here's the other update. I said JY and I were going to talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Karl Anthony Towns situation. Anthony Edwards is exiting this game with an ankle injury.
Oh, boy.
10 seconds in.
Oh.
Now, I don't know. I don't know how bad it is. I am not one of the, you know, listen, there's a lot of good people you can find who can do that injury analysis. And Anthony Edwards is back. So all of a sudden, their season being over has
Tiger
stopped.
Bob.
He did legitimately go to the locker room. But he is back in the mix there. We will talk about Karl Anthony Towns' injury, though, and the rest of the NBA slate next right here. It is Game Time Decisions. It is a Thursday night. We are on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, welcome to Game Time Decisions. Home of the Pepperdine Waves. I mean, JY, how are we feeling?
I mean, I'm so excited for you. I didn't bet it. I'm going to hit the whoa for our audience.
Whoa. Right now. There he goes. Look, I mean, here's all I'm saying. Get your Pepperdine National title tickets before it's too late. This team's got something. All right. Now that that's over, now that I can turn off the 54-point lead that Pepperdine has, JY, maybe we should talk about the association tonight. Look, I want to get to just any of the 7:30 games here in case you are going to be wagering. There's just the one. It's Dallas-Miami. Is there anything that you were looking for in Mavs heat? I actually laid the 4.5 here with the Dallas Mavericks. What about yourself?
I'm going to go Bam over 20.5 points. I think Styles make fights. I think Bam with no Tyler Hero, if I'm not mistaken, I think Tyler Hero's out. This is the guy that could become the number one scorer. And then I'm looking at, honestly, folks, like Lively, I like him as a rookie. Daniel Gafford, they can't check Bam. The problem with Bam is, will Bam show up? I think he does. 20.5 points. Give me Bam Adebayo.
Ooh, a little Bam action there. Can't get mad at that, JY. Let me skip ahead to the big game tonight. Denver-Boston. Look, man. You know all the talking points that come out of a Denver Nuggets win. Is that what you see here tonight? What are you looking for?
Kevin, I know this sounds crazy. I'm thinking of it as a coach more than anything. Like, no, I didn't look at odds. I didn't look at anything. I was looking at it as a coach. You're Boston. You're up 22 in the fourth quarter. And you lose. And here you go, and you got to play the defending champions after having a long winning streak. To me, sounds like a statement game. Give me the Celtics. They win in Denver tonight.
It's an interesting thing. I think the value is on the Denver line, right? Like, I think there's value on the Denver money line. But it's a one-game situation. I think it's a much bigger spot for Boston. I do. Denver, by the way, Mike Malone's talked about this. They've not been playing great basketball, Denver. They've been winning a lot of games. Their first loss since the break was against Phoenix, but they've not been playing. And again, it's a high bar. I know. This isn't Nuggets slander at all. It's a good spot for Boston. No way am I laying in Denver. No way. 24-6 at home. But again, I can't knock the play, coach. Talk to me about this game. We'll stay in the 10 o'clock slate. Golden State and Chicago. What do you make of the Warriors here? What a bounce back, honestly, right? After that Celtics loss against Milwaukee?
Oh, I mean, listen. What they did to Milwaukee is it was downright criminal. I mean, Steph Curry thought he was Tiger Woods, you know, Tiger Hoods, whatever he was. He was working his pigeon putt game during. But here's why I like Golden State. It's very simple, folks. You know JY's logic. Both teams are on a back-to-back. One team won by like 40 at home. The other team, two-point game, craziness of the game with John Collins getting into one of the assistant coaches. They're going to fly from Utah to Golden State on a back-to-back. Listen, I'm not saying Golden State is going to win a title. I don't even know if they get to the final eight. But they're playing better. And after Chicago's been a disappointment all year, and now they're going to go on a back-to-back after a big win at Utah, I can't see this happening. Give me the Warriors minus the points. I think it's 7.5. Give me Golden State.
I'm playing the over in the game, JY, at 223. I think Golden State's defensive effort was going to be huge, right, for that game. But I think it comes back a little bit here. No rest. Both of these teams play a lot of overs when they're playing without rest. Just let me do a check-in with you on this because we're a pair of guys on an updated win total for Milwaukee. Any concern that they left home and got thrashed the way that they did last night?
No. I mean, listen, because I think there's so much pressure. Listen, folks, they do have the third toughest schedule left to go the rest of the way, right? 19 games. They still got Boston twice, OKC twice, Clippers once. I think New Orleans once, Orlando twice, and Phoenix once. I think there's enough pride on this team that they're going to get their team win total over. Because to me, Kevin, it's about mojo. It's really important for this team to be coming into the playoffs playing well. I think it's very important. I like their team winning total over, especially now that they got off the good start. One game, Kevin, is not going to turn me off on Milwaukee. No way. It means too much to Doc.
No, I think that's fair. And then we'll close out your card, and then again, we'll hit some of the stuff going on. Phoenix, Toronto, what a win for the Suns. Here's the thing. They had the chance to steal a great win against the Thunder and blew it. Then they had a dominant win against Denver and almost blew it. If they would have lost both of those, we'd be having a different conversation right now. Instead, they got a great win. Durant iced it in OT. He forced OT as well with the made three-point shot and stopped a very painful loss on the best bet, so I was grateful for that. What do you think of Phoenix and Toronto, JY?
Really quick. Hey, by the way, Detroit, 24-8 over Brooklyn. How you doing?
Yep.
Anyway.
Cade Cunningham looks good.
Give me Phoenix minus a point. Kevin, folks have to understand a lot of my bets or my thoughts, as much as it's analytics, it's about coaching. Okay, you have a Phoenix team that's got the hardest schedule, now second hardest behind Utah, left in the NBA this year, right? You just come off almost blowing a game, but still a 10-point win versus Denver. You cannot lay an egg versus the Toronto Raptor team that has not covered four straight games. You can't. Like, you can't play around with this game. So to me, Phoenix minus 10.5. If you're worried about the whole game, folks, go first half and think that they just jumped them early. It's a big game for Phoenix. Folks, these games become big down the stretch because of matchups, especially with a team that could be looking at the play-in tournament based on how they end. Phoenix, I think, rolls them. Like I said, if you don't want to take the whole game, take them in the first half. They should jump out early versus Toronto.
All right, Joey, let's talk Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Torn meniscus. We're not really sure what that's going to look like for this team. So I kind of set the stage for people. Last year they were 15-14 with Cat. They were 27-26 without Cat. You know, they managed to play some 500 ball. With Karl Anthony Towns this year, they are 41-19. Karl hasn't missed a lot of games. They have one of the very best records in basketball. I believe at the moment, the second best to only the Boston Celtics.
Correct.
What went wrong for that team last year more than anything else was not having Cat and not having the continuity. I don't know if all of this will translate into the playoffs, but I know that if they don't have Karl Anthony Towns for the playoffs, JY, they become the top seed that everybody hopes to draw from that play-in group. Maybe I'm overstating it, though. What do you make of Minnesota?
No, Kevin, I think you're pretty good. I think what you also need to look at, folks, is if you want to start looking at props, I would look at the Rudy props. I really would. I would look at his points plus rebounds because of the fact of increased usage, attacking the O boards, and generally maybe more playing time. So I would be looking at Rudy Gobert. I would also be looking at someone like in this game tonight, slow-mo, pride of Jersey City, St. Anthony's, Kyle Anderson, moves to a certain lineup. Maybe look for him, not points, folks, because Kyle doesn't score. Maybe rebounds plus assists, because he's kind of that junkyard dog mentality of assists, rebounds, share the ball. So to me, yes, they are vulnerable, and teams are lighting them up. Kevin, I would say this. And I'll throw this back to you because I talked about this on the podcast. Before he got hurt, I thought OKC was more vulnerable in the playoffs because of their defense. Am I wrong, or do you think healthy OKC or Minnesota, who would you be more worried about in the playoffs?
I think they are both, and this is kind of what happens when you have younger teams, maybe. The Timberwolves are young, very matchup dependent. If OKC gets matched up with the Lakers, that's a bad matchup for them because it allows AD to be at his best, right?
Terrible.
For Minnesota, like, you know, we can throw Rudy at him, Cat, we can hang there, right? If the Warriors are going to step into the fold, I think the Thunder would probably boat race them, right? There's just too much youth on that basketball team. Mm-hmm. I don't think Minnesota would have the sauce for Golden State. So I think, JY, I think it's a very complicated thing. I will tell people this. Minnesota is up 14 right now on Indiana at last look, 29-15, okay? We have seen this a lot. JY knows this from the coach. First game without a star, whole team steps up. Hey, you can't pick on us. Whole team step. JY's doing it right there. Second leg of a back-to-back at Cleveland. I'll give you a little early line style. If that line gets posted tonight, bet the Cavs. Doesn't matter the number. Doesn't matter the number because Minnesota all of a sudden, Ant, sit down. You're not playing. Rudy, you're old. Sit down. You're not playing. And all of a sudden, that'll close 12. And Kyle Anderson will have a points prop of 19.5 out of nowhere. So those are the things you got to keep your eye on here. We'll see, man. At Cleveland, at the Lakers, at the Clippers, at Utah. Interesting stretch of basketball for Minnesota. JY, you're the best. Appreciate it as always. And again, he's live this weekend. Little BATR, him and Scotty Farrell.
Oh, Pepperdine over!
JY loves this Pepperdine. The people love the Pepperdine. Consig is in next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live. It's a Thursday. Man, I got to tell you, folks. We'll go a little behind the curtain. I'm loving life right now. I'm being honest with you. I hope you are as well. If you're not, it'll get better. Things are good. We're flowing here. It's March. We're hockey guys. There's hockey trades. Are they moving numbers? No, we don't care about it then. We're not worried about it. Baseball's around the corner. I'm telling you, guys in the back, pumped. Pumped. That means I got to step up. Okay? Because I can hear it. They think, like, oh, we're going to know more than caged up about the baseball. I'm not going to let that happen. No way. NBA slate tonight, gorgeous. Love it. College hoops, we're betting Bucknell.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, it's not all going well. It's not all going well. Well, we're in a good headspace, Dave. We're in a good headspace.
It's not going as bad as it was for Pacific today against Pepperdine here in Vegas, is it? That went pretty bad.
Hey,
they had 9 points at half.
Nine. We Pepperdine, second half live team total, 94.5. Thank you.
Over.
Thank you. Sizzle. Little live sizzle, Dave. We brought back the IGL for the people. They were asking. We had to. It had to be done. There's hoops on all day. All day.
All day.
Now,
all day.
Here's the question that just came to me. See? That's what happens. We're just flowing here. All these conference tournaments start, right?
Yeah.
How in the room do they figure out who books 9:30 Georgia Southern South Alabama? 9:30 local. Who's booking that?
Hopefully it's the guy that works the weekends in the morning, you know. Otherwise, it's a fun experience for the mid shift and the evening shift guys who are actually, you know, booking the games live and putting up halftime numbers. The morning guys a lot of times set the lines in Vegas and then they kind of sit and wait for anything to happen. But they're never around when the games go. So
yeah,
that one had to have someone all tied up today. I mean, somebody sent me the text. It was 53-9 at halftime.
Yeah.
53-9. Like, there's not an algorithm or anything that can help that. So, glad you got on that team total over and over Pepperdine. That was a good play. That was good getting over 100. I was going to go to the game. Well, we had a couple
of
Ozmaker friends who zipped over, you know, mid-afternoon game. The conference tournaments are here in Vegas, so it's a quick little text. Hey, you want to run over to the game, see this, that? I did that the other night. I saw UNLV beat San Diego State. That was fun.
Okay.
Kind of got me ready for the March thing. I did the North Carolina over the weekend. UNLV here.
Yep.
West is coming. West Coast Conference, that's for people like you, like me, who just look at the numbers. It's fun.
So I was going through it today because it started today. And I, so Dave knows this from when we did all the radio together. Nobody is quicker to fire the guys in the room than me. I mean it with love. But I give them credit when it is due. They basically booked the Gonzaga St. Mary's money line when they play head-to-head in the outright market. And they're like, this is what the money line will be when they play. But if you want to bet any of these other nonsense teams, go ahead. We'll price those too. That's how it looked to me, the outright market for the WCC. I don't know if you put eyes on it. Zags were minus 140, and I saw the St. Mary's line at plus 125.
That's exactly what it is. That's all it is. Have you seen that bracket? We put that bracket up today on Bostonia versus the book.
It's the best.
The brackets get me excited. I don't know what it is, whether like the it's brackets. The geometrical shape of them or whatever it is, but this is that time of year. But that West Coast Conference bracket, Pepperdine and Pacific, Pacific didn't really play today, but it starts today, and there's games tomorrow, and then there's games Saturday. Then there's nothing on Sunday, and welcome Gonzaga and St. Mary's to the semifinals. A triple bye? They got to win two games to win the conference tournament. That's what those numbers say. But there's gold. There's gold all over these conference tournament odds. I know you've been looking. Did you actually bet Bucknell today? Is that real?
Yeah, +5.5. We're on the Norse, +7.5, Northern Kentucky against Wright State. Ooh. We're zagging on the people a little bit today. So we'll see how it goes. Well, Bucknell looks good. They're a live 6.5 point favorite, Bucknell. So you can't ask for much more than that. Oh,
last
I
time
bet
we
your
were
favorite team
on Tuesday, by the way, that North Carolina worked out pretty good, that quick pick.
Whoa, what a sizzle. What a sizzle. But here's the thing. Perfect. They don't all work out. Chanticleer's 3 o'clock tip did not work out. We caught 11.5. They went down by 14. It is what it is. Three of 20 from three. It was a bit of a mess. Wait, do me a
Nobody
favor.
Nobody says Chanticleer's better than you. Nobody.
Listen, I think a part of me bet that game for you. Here is a game I'm sure you'll talk about on In-Game Live tonight, but I want to cheat since I have you now. Columbus is up 3-0 on Edmonton. Okay? That's going to catch attention. 285 Edmonton money line, live total 7.5, 2.5 puck line. A little expensive, but still. What do you think of the Edmonton-Columbus? Edmonton was minus 300 on the road pregame.
Columbus has played a couple really good games as of late. They score goals. What's the total in that? 7.5 or 8.5?
7.5, 148, though. So expensive.
Little steep, but that's going over. Expect the Oilers to come back. If they get the next goal, they'll get the next two. So if you want to take that puck line plus a goal and a half, if you can find it, slide that slider over on some of these apps. Just take a goal and a half. They're not losing by multiple goals. They'll lose by one if they somehow come back and then blow it in overtime. They're not.
So Columbus not two, Edmonton +134 plus a goal and a half, -152 +2.5. I think you'd rather lay the juice, wouldn't you? That extra goal could be valuable.
Oh, if you could take 2.5 in a game, you take the 2.5. But I know you're averse to the juice.
With the hockey, it's a balancing act. But we'll see how it goes. I'm sure for you, favorite game to you tonight, was it Boston-Toronto because it's the best game, or was it Ovechkin-Crosby because they deserve that kind of respect?
The Ovechkin-Crosby has lost a little bit of luster. It used to be a must-watch television. It was a good opportunity to look at their props and maybe, make a play here and there, but the Penguins they're sellers. They traded Gensel. That was the big news. He's gone to Carolina. That's big. I don't think they're done. Word on the street is they might move one of the, big three. They're not moving Crosby or Malkin. So it's Letang possibly, but there's more guys going behind it. The reality of the situation is the Penguins aren't going to make the playoffs. So they're going to make moves. They're going to get old quick. They did get old quick. So Toronto, Boston, because Boston always beats the Leafs. Always. As good as the Leafs are, they always beat the Leafs. It was a short price today, minus 135, minus 140. Yeah, I like Boston.
It got bet up. It got bet up. I think there might have been a goalkeeper change or something, but it got bet up, minus 150-ish. Yeah. It closed. So that's the movement.
What about the other
Luka
Boston
heating up here a little bit.
I mean, that's the game of the night. I got the Nuggets stuff on. I mean,
looks good.
Jokic
is that
back in the day?
Let's is that
go.
AI? Is that Melo? What is that?
Melo.
No, Jokic. Jokic.
Wow. If anybody wants a little insight. Now, that's not my fault entirely. That is the old school jersey. But I saw 15. I went confirmation Melo. What old school 15 yoke? Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. The Melo jersey was the one.
I like the baby blue. Anything with the baby blue, I like. And I saw.
You're a big baby blue guy these days.
Oh, big time. Always have been.
Hot on the baby blue. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. First jersey ever, Pittsburgh Penguins baby blue, 1974-75. First one of my life. I was on a hockey team. Had it. It was beautiful. They went to black and gold. That's neither here nor there. It's Nuggets.
Who else has the
Nuggets Celtics tonight?
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. This is the value is on Denver. Mm-hmm. If this was a finals game, it'd be Denver minus 3, 3.5.
No
the
question.
Spot is Boston. So I am not betting the side here. I know some people like, you're not betting. If I had to bet it, I'd bet Denver. Because here's what I'll use for the numbers, right? Here's what I'll use. I broke this down, right? So Boston is 48-13, so they win 78.7% of their games. Denver is 42-20, so they win 67.7% of their games. So Boston, better, gap, cool. But where's the game? This is why home court advantage matters.
Yes.
Boston is 19-10 on the road. Fantastic. That's 65.5% win rate. Denver at home is 24-6. That is an 80% win clip. That is a 15% gap. My point is, Denver at home, just like Boston at home, is significantly better. And Boston comes back a bit on the road. It's relative what they do. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, this game you can kind of use to explain to, hey, why do we shift lines because of home court? Because the Nuggets win 80% of their home games, and they're 500 on the road.
Yes.
Because Boston wins 90% of their home games, and they win 60% of them on the road. That's why. So the value's on Denver, but I don't like the spot. What good is value if my bet's going to lose? That's kind of what it comes down to.
I like that. We should put that on a T-shirt. That's pretty good. What about the total? I think it's a dead under. It's a dead under game. No?
Here's the thing. I've seen these games. Usually, they don't land anywhere near the total. You always point this out, which I've always really appreciated. Games land on numbers, right? And then people go, gosh, these people in Vegas are incredible. And you go, well, what about when a game goes under by 30 points? Why don't we ever call them, you know, this game doesn't land between, you know, this game doesn't land 218, right?
No.
This game's a rock fight or both these teams get hot. I'd rather play like an over 232.5 alt and just see if one of them gets red hot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Instead of playing a straight number, I'd rather see if one of them can bang it out of the water. I'm on the Jokic prop, though. 8.5 times.
Ooh. I like that. Is he getting a triple-double? I mean, this is one of those bets. It just seems like it's a regular thing.
He lands 9 more times. I'll tell you this. He lands 9 way more than people would like. and as often as the books need, I'll tell you that. All right?
Right.
They like this guy in the room. He has
That's
plenty of
number.
Triple-doubles. I'm not saying he doesn't. But you bet a guy for a triple-double, and the 9 is an ugly number. You bet a guy for a triple-double, he gets 6 assists. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
It's all good. 9?
Can I ask you real quick, because I ain't going to see you tomorrow, what happened to the Lakers last night? Sacramento's laying a huge number tonight at home against San Antonio. I try to advocate for your Lakers. I can't do it anymore, K-Dub. It's over. It's a wrap. It's done.
Let me just say that. No.
No?
Never Whoa. Bet that team while they're playing well. That's not when you bet the Lakers. The second, I'll tell you this right now. I'll put it a better way. The second the guys in the room start booking the Lakers with respect, get out of Dodge. Whoa! Warning, red alert. Is that a Lakers number? Other side. Other side. We know this. We've seen this. Yeah. The other night they laid 14 of the Wizards on a back-to-back. The Wizards took it to OT. No problem. That's not when you bet the lake. That's not how that goes. Come on now.
He can't beat Sacramento, though. Sacramento got something on him. Sacramento's 6 of the last 7. Yeah, Sacramento won.
Ah, a little trend there. Lakers will get him the next one. How about that? Thanks, Consig. We'll get him a best bet the other way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What a night it has been here on Game Time Decisions. Appreciate everybody who's watched along, stopped by, helped behind the scenes. Shout out Joe Madden, Dave Sharapan, Coach James Young, and Tom Vecchio supplying the plays. Let's get one more on the board before in-game live starts. It's your game of the night. It's the Celtics in Denver against the Nuggets. A huge game for the Jason Tatum MVP discourse. Ugh. A huge game for Nikola Jokic to lock up this award as well. And why not do it with over 8.5 assists? Clear and obvious bounce back spot for the Joker, who has missed this prop in 3 consecutive games. He is 3-1 in preventing a 4-game under streak on this number. More importantly, coming off of a game with just 5 assists, and that was the overtime loss of the Phoenix Suns. That was his 8th such game. In the follow-up game, he is 6-1 over the 8.5 number when he had 5 or less in a game. So for Nikola Jokic in this spot against Boston, at home as well, where he's averaging over 9 assists on the year, give me Nikola Jokic over 8.5 assists. Lean toward, it's just a, don't, you know what, I was going to tell you the side, don't worry about it, you don't need it. Here's what side you do need: San Antonio plus the 11. Great spot, great number. Kings, second leg of a back-to-back, 3-6 against the spread without rest, and 10-15 as a home favorite this year. Think San Antonio can hang, maybe even surprise them outright. We're also on the over with the Bulls and the Warriors. Both these teams, when they play without rest, hit overs at better than 60%, and they are both playing on the second leg of a back-to-back. And then as far as the college game goes, we're rooting in Bucknell, and soon we will be rooting in Northern Kentucky plus 7.5. Some live action out there. Cade Cunningham, the Dallas Mavericks, a slow start, plenty of time to bounce back, and of course, those Bucknell Bison. That will do it for a Thursday Game Time Decisions. Tomorrow, it is Joe Ranieri. He will knock it out of the park. And on Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m., we are live right here on Sports Grid. That Saturday college slate is incredible. The NBA steps up as always, and we dial into that Arnold Palmer. It's some big names out there. Kevin Walsh, we'll see you then. Good luck.